Hey everybody, welcome back to the CVFC podcast. Today we have, want to drop some wisdom on you guys, some professional development related information. So I'm Andrew Mossington, a freshman on CVFC and a freshman at Michigan State University.
I'm Jade and I'm a sophomore at Michigan State University.
I'm Lily, I'm a senior at Saginaw Valley State University.
But, yeah, guys, hope everybody enjoyed their Halloween. At the time we're recording this, it's November 3rd. But professional development, so many of you guys, many of our listeners are high school students, but we kind of wanted to talk to you guys about the importance of beginning to build your professional brand through LinkedIn. LinkedIn, if you guys aren't familiar, is a social media app kind of similar to an Instagram, but it's designed to showcase your professional self. Job recruiters, every job recruiter basically is on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has postings for internships when you're a college student, full-time careers for when you graduate, but also jobs you can get right now as a high school student.
Yeah, I think starting in college, professional development becomes super relevant. It becomes a part of, especially as a freshman, it becomes a big part of your developing and growing your brand, but it's something that we all thought could have been really helpful to know in high school as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about a few other kinds of professional development too, because I'm on a different path besides like a business-focused path. I'm going into creative writing, so we don't use LinkedIn and we don't really use resumes much, so I'll be talking about portfolios and things like that later.
But, yeah, I guess to get right into LinkedIn, so when you set up a LinkedIn, one thing that's important is having a professional headshot. Maybe for a lot of high schoolers, choosing, you know, a nice school picture or senior picture can be good. You want just your face in the picture. You don't want anybody else. You want to be smiling. Remember, you know, potential employers are looking at this, so you just want to make that best impression you can. You want them to think, this is somebody that I can look at and looks like a trustworthy, hireable person.
Yeah, you can also put a banner on LinkedIn, so you have your headshot, and then a banner could be like a picture of your school or a place you work, something that's relevant to your experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mine's the Eli Broad College of Business.
Mine as well.
But a lot of times you'll see people just use like their company's logo or something along those lines.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, in your about section, your tagline, you just want to kind of identify, you know, what you are. My tagline says, undergraduate business student at Michigan State University. For a lot of you in high schoolers, it could just be junior in high school at so-and-so high school. And even though it'll become more important to you later, sort of building the foundation now could be really, really useful.
Yeah, and one thing I would say that's great about LinkedIn is that you can keep as many experiences as you want on there. A lot of times on resumes, you're going to start taking off stuff that becomes old or not relevant. But on LinkedIn, you can keep all of your high school experiences throughout your whole career, and you can just keep building and building on it.
Yeah, I know for me personally, on my LinkedIn, I have a job that I worked in high school. I have my involvement experiences in high school, including, you know, my positions in my leadership class club, my sports teams, you know, sports recognitions. All of that stuff is still on there, so you can sort of get ahead and start getting that stuff on there now because it will be on there in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I can, if I don't know how much more you guys have to say about LinkedIn's, but anything?
Yeah, I mean, we can also talk about kind of a good way to kind of include your sort of experience, whether that's related to student government leadership specifically. So under your education section, you'll have a tab which you can enter in all of your activities and societies that you're a part of. But I would recommend, especially if you hold kind of a leadership position in anything, you can turn that into professional experience. So on that LinkedIn, you can, you know, identify your title, where it was, you know, how many hours you did it, the date, location, all of that can be highlighted. And you just kind of quickly explain what you do. It's not like a resume where you're using bullet points. Just a few sentences, keep it short and sweet. Just explain what you did. It shows to people looking at your LinkedIn that, you know, you're building skills and are getting experience, you know. And for example, if you're the president of your student council, that's definitely something you can highlight as an experience.
What are some things you have in yours, Andrew?
My job at McDonald's, but I also have my involvement with CVFC highlighted on my resume and my LinkedIn. So you can include stuff like that. But
yeah, I'd say the experience section is probably the biggest because you're really able to highlight any relevant experience. And a lot of times you want to put bullet points, very similar to resume bullet points, talking about what exactly you did there and making you stand out in that role.
But I guess just still on the topic of LinkedIn, one thing I kind of wanted to add here at the end was, because of the nature of LinkedIn kind of being a social media app where people are kind of showing off, you know, their best sides of themselves or their accomplishments, don't get discouraged, especially when you get into college. You'll find this more, I think, but not getting discouraged looking at other people's LinkedIn, seeing that they're getting all these great internships and feeling like, you know, you're not there. Everybody's kind of on their own professional path, but I think it's important that, you know, everybody recognizes that and just tries to work at it a day at a time. You know, if you see, especially like for me, I remember I looked at my dad's and my brother's, and theirs were super, super filled out, but they're both, you know, college graduates and have had multiple, you know, professional jobs. So kind of just, you know, focusing on yourself and trying to lift each other up as much as we can instead of using it to tear people down. I think especially on LinkedIn, people will post like their accomplishments, but being sure to congratulate them and trying to work together, lift everybody up, connecting with your friends, you know, trying to build your brand that way, I think is a good approach.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome space to be able to celebrate each other and see what everyone's doing and who they're working with and really have an understanding of what they're up to, but also it can definitely be overwhelming seeing all these people getting internships or people getting really awesome jobs or their experiences, but just making sure to understand that everyone's path looks different, and if it takes a little bit longer, that's totally okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of to branch off into another, I think, use for LinkedIn that a lot of people might not notice right away. So obviously you can look at and apply for jobs on there, but when you're interviewing for those jobs, you can look up your job recruiter on LinkedIn. You can look at their experiences, see if there's anything you can kind of relate with or share with them. Because that will, you know, you can include that kind of in your interview. That'll make you stand out a lot more as a applicant to that position. So just kind of using it to gain knowledge on other people, especially if you're in college, if you're involved in organizations in college, kind of seeing this person had this internship at this company. I'd like to do something similar. You shoot them a message. Let's sit down and talk about it. So kind of using it, you know, in a way to learn more about other people, I think is good as well.
Yeah, and I guess one last thing I want to touch on too is that it's a very professional platform. However, there are opportunities to show off your unique personality. There's an about section, which is kind of like a bio, where you get to talk about, you do want to highlight some of your experiences, but really you also want to showcase your values and who you are as a person and kind of add a little bit of personality to that, because that is something that really makes you stand out on such a professional space.
Okay.
Yeah.
So going a little off LinkedIn, there's a lot of careers that don't use resumes in LinkedIn that I think don't get talked about a lot. So like I said, I'm going into creative writing, and in that field we use portfolios, which a lot of people going into different arts paths use the same kind of thing. And portfolios can take a few different mediums. Like there's the physical portfolio that you can take into people and the standard manila folder, or now a lot of times people are doing websites. Most senior creative writing majors I know have their own website that showcases a lot of their works. And the important thing with portfolios is you want to show off a wide variety of things that you are able to do and different skills you have. So like my portfolio, I have all of the works I've had published. So I have examples of my poetry that have been published. I have short stories I've had published. But I also have things that I haven't had published. I have pieces that I've workshopped extensively in creative writing classes simply for my portfolio to show off my writing. I have 2 full-length novels I've written that are in there to show kind of how to write like long pieces and how that works with my voice. And I also, it's important to have different sides. So on top of my creative writing, my portfolio, I have academic writing in there. I have a lot of literary criticism pieces I've written, and I'm currently working on my senior thesis, and when that's done, that will go in there. So it's just important to have a bunch of different pieces that showcase different aspects of what you like to do and what you are able to do. Because different jobs and different agents or editors or publishing companies, they're all going to be looking for different things. One thing cool that about doing a website, too, is I don't have this yet, but a lot of my friends do, is they will post recordings of them reading their pieces, which is really cool because it kind of shows how the author intends for the piece to be read. Those are really interesting to listen to because sometimes I'll read the piece and then I'll listen to the recording and it'll feel very different. So it's very interesting to see that. And it can also show a lot of writing jobs also include public speaking. So it kind of ties in all that. So it's very important to have like a wide variety, and that will help you be marketable to different jobs in the field.
Awesome. Yeah, no, totally. And I'm sure with, you know, like you touched on portfolios, that can be useful for a variety of different positions. Like, I know, like architecture students will frequently have something like that. Art students, obviously, kind of include stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, LinkedIn can be useful even if you're not corporate job hunting. I know we mentioned earlier that a lot of you guys are high school students. You're looking for those types of jobs, and you totally can do that, and you should do that. All experience is good experience. Get it on your resume. People, you'll find that you can take skills away from any job, I believe. So, like, definitely don't get discouraged. Remember, even if you're not on, like, a traditional college path, that LinkedIn can still be useful. It's still a great, great tool. It's the number one thing, I guess, I would describe it as a tool. You can use it to, you know, build yourself up, build others up, celebrate others. So I think it's great. I think everybody should get on LinkedIn and connect with all their friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also about, like, building a network. So whatever path you're going down, you're able to find people in common spaces that maybe are doing things similar to you or have something that you're interested in that they have highlighted on their LinkedIn. So it's an opportunity to grow that network of people and to kind of gain knowledge in that path that you're looking towards.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, when you're going to set up your LinkedIn, just, I would recommend reaching out to some people who maybe have a little bit more experience with that, running it by your parents, maybe some of your teachers, siblings, having them, you know, look it over, but it's never too early to get started.
Yeah.
And can be super, super beneficial, but.
Yeah, and one more thing that we want to talk about, too, we talked about talking about student council on LinkedIn, but another place where it's important to have an experience like that would be on a resume. So maybe you have a resume now where you applied to maybe your first job or any experience in high school, but the resume is going to be a really important tool that you're going to be using in college a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to start now and to be able to talk about student council on there. I think a lot of us have highlighted that and are able to keep it on there for the first few years until... Okay, get that up. But... we also just want to talk about how to format that and what a good bullet point would look like. So you want to talk about the dates that you were on student council and the positions you might have held, as well as bullet points about what you did. So
yeah, and so I work on the hiring committee at one of my jobs, and when we look at resumes, one thing we look for is like number data that tells us exactly what you've contributed to a job or to an organization. Like, I work in events, I'll be like, I helped coordinate 50 weddings this year, or just something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it's a visual, not just like, I have done this, because we don't know, have you done that once? How skilled are you in that? How proficient? How comfortable? So it's important to have like different numbers. It also helps show how much you're contributing to an organization and how dedicated you are. So that's a really good thing to include.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Having quantifiable data is really important, is something that a lot of people will look at. For example, just one bullet point I have on mine for student council was that I led a committee of 12 students in executing school-wide initiatives by delegating personalized tasks. So you want to talk about what you did and how you did it, and also what the outcome was. So you want to make sure that it's a solid bullet point and has all those aspects to it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, sorry, lost my train of thought there. I think think that's all we have for you guys. So get started, go out there and connect with everybody and change the world on LinkedIn. But
and if you have any more questions, there's always resources around you. I'm sure your advisors know about this. You could reach out to us. Just like use your resources to help you if you need it.
Yeah, and it's never too early to start building these professional skills. It's something that you're going to use a lot later in life, but starting that now and highlighting your awesome leadership experiences that you already have is a really amazing start.
But yeah, I mean, that's all we have for you guys. If you have any questions, shoot us them on Instagram, at our personal Instagrams, or the MASC one. But till next time, guys, we'll see ya.
Bye.